Hi, my name's Hunter. I'm here with Zara, our unofficial queen of Manjaro. We're here in the right-angled office recording the Another Angle podcast. We're going to be chatting all things Manjaro and Zara's journey with the product and hopefully talk about some good things about the company at the end as well.
Obviously.
Brilliant. Great to have you on. It's amazing that you made the trip down from Liverpool all this way to come and meet us. Obviously, you've been with Right Angled for a fair amount of time now. I think it's coming up around 2 years reasonably soon.
Yeah, 2 years in January it was.
Jesus. Yeah, I mean, that's a long haul to be fair. I mean, obviously, you know, it's great to actually meet you in the flesh now. We see a lot of your videos. You kind of pushing out as the unofficial queen of Manjaro. So, you know, it's nice to see that you're doing so much for the community as well. And obviously you're helping us along the way as well. Obviously we're benefiting from it, but it's great to see all the information that you're pushing out there.
Yeah, I really do enjoy it. And I love helping people as well along their weight loss journeys. I know how isolating it can be and lonely. And I think it's just nice to have someone to speak to.
Definitely.
Already been on the journey.
Well, exactly right. I think that's one of the main questions that we do tend to get through the company is that it is just daunting for people to kind of hop onto the medication. They're not really sure what the side effects might be.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all the information that we are trying to get across to our clientele. And obviously that's what helps with all of the affiliates that are out there trying to get the correct information to the audience, right, for people considering the change.
Especially because there's a lot of information out there, some obviously misinformation as well. So
definitely,
it's actually nice to speak to people and give them my advice, my personal advice as well.
Yeah,
on it because obviously as a medication, you can only give them instructions, but everyone reacts completely differently.
100%
to it.
Yeah. I was going to say, well, we might start off with, I guess, you know, your upbringing and how you found living in Liverpool, and I guess if the environment that you grew up in had any influence on that initial kind of weight gain that you had.
Yeah, so I've always struggled with my weight.
Yeah.
When I was like a toddler, I just would not eat. I was actually underweight, believe it or not.
Yeah.
My mum was so worried about me. She took me to the doctors and the doctor was like, don't worry, she'll eat when she's hungry. Yeah. And I just wouldn't. So my mum would put out food and it was obviously the wrong foods. It'd be crisps and chocolate, just hoping that I would eat something. And then I did, and I was always praised for eating. And I was never told no. And obviously, you just carry on eating. You don't really understand food and calories. And then I got into primary school, and I was chubbier. Right. And then it went on till I got to secondary school. And then I realized, okay, I'm getting to a point here where I need to change something.
Yeah.
So my first diet was at the age of 11,
dieting from 11?
From 11.
All right, so can you run me through that? Like, what, obviously you got to that point where you felt it necessary at the age of 11 to go on a diet.
Obviously back then we didn't have social media, so it was all, I was looking at music videos and I was looking at magazines and I was always comparing myself to that, and then I'd see everyone around me and I was a lot bigger, and obviously I knew that I had to change, and I just wanted a quick fix. And my first diet was Slim Fast.
Okay.
You remember it? I don't even know if it's still going, but Slim Fast.
Right.
I tried, then I tried Weight Watchers, Slim and World.
Yeah.
And then I actually lost weight on the Atkins diet, which was really extreme at the time.
If you can run it by me as well, because I'm not sure if I know what the Atkins diet is. Can you give me a bit of a breakdown?
It's basically just you eat meat. No carbs.
So like full carnivore.
Yeah, it's basically like the carnivore diet. No fruit, veg. And I did lose weight, and then I got pregnant, put all the weight back on.
Right.
And then I gained more weight after my second.
So it's kind of that fluctuation over time.
Yeah. But I just wasn't addressing anything up there.
Right.
And seeking, my food was my comfort.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise how bad I actually was until I started taking the weight loss medications because it just helped with the food noise.
Definitely. So that was kind of my next point as well. Like, when was the point of realisation that you wanted to move into the medications? Obviously, I know at least that you've taken Ozempic initially and then you moved into Mounjaro. So what was that kind of process like when you first made the decision? Okay, it's like, this is what I need to be doing now.
Yeah.
This is the only option.
So I lost weight by calorie counting and going to the gym.
Yeah.
And then I stalled. I just could not lose anymore. I was gaining weight. And I went to the doctors and they said that you've got an underactive thyroid. Now, I don't know how long I'd had this underactive thyroid for, but I could have had it all my life. And that's why I've struggled with my weight.
Yeah.
But anyway, I then thought, right, I need to do something about this. Like, even exercising, I'm still not losing weight. So I'd heard about Ozempic.
Right.
And a friend of mine had lost a lot of weight on it and she had a medical issue.
Mm.
So that's when I thought, right, I'm taking the leap of faith. I'm going to try Ozempic.
Yeah.
And I generally did not think it would work for me.
Right.
I'd tried everything. I was at a crossroads and I thought, right, this is it.
This is the choice, yeah.
Yeah, I was nervous about it as well because obviously it's taking an injection. Not many people had heard about Ozempic at the time that I was doing it. And I thought, is it going to hurt? These are all the things that were going through my head.
Definitely.
But as soon as I took it, obviously it didn't hurt. It was fine. And then I went on to Mounjaro and I've just never looked back. It was the best thing I did.
What was the reason for the change? Was it down to regulations or were you just thinking that you needed to switch that medication type?
A bit of both.
Yeah.
So basically I'd got to 1.7 milligram.
Okay.
Because it changed from Ozempic to Wegovy.
Yeah.
Because again, the regulations.
Yeah.
So I went to Wegovy and I stalled on it.
Mm.
And I just heard about Mounjaro.
Yeah.
I heard it was a stronger GLP-1 medication.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm going to try one. And it's been better than Wegovy anyway, for me personally.
Definitely.
But everyone's different.
100%. I mean, like we get it a lot from our patients as well, where they're talking about response rates and, obviously people stalling on their medication, they're not necessarily losing the weight that they were expecting to when they first came on.
Yeah.
How did you find your response to those medications when you first started along your weight loss journey?
I think a lot of people think that you're going to lose loads of weight straight away.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of people saying, oh, I've only lost 2 pounds and all that, but I generally thought when I first started, I would lose weight fast.
Yeah.
I knew obviously I've got an underactive thyroid, it was going to be a lot more difficult for me, but it has been slower.
Mm.
And at times I've stalled and I've had to like assess my diet.
Yeah.
I've also had to up my exercise. I've upped it from going 2 days doing cardio and now I'm strength training four times a week. And then mixing in a bit of boxing, just doing all these different things. But it's obviously the weight loss has given me more confidence to do all this as well.
Though. Yeah, that really makes sense. I mean, yeah, I was going to touch on obviously the lifestyle changes, like obviously taking the medication is one thing, but enabling those changes in your life where it comes to, like you say, exercising, changing nutrition. I know you've touched on previously, like not dependency on alcohol, but obviously, you know, like a drink from time to time. I think we all do.
Yeah, we all love a drink.
It's fair enough. But feeling the need to go into those more like unhealthy habits. Like how has that changed for you over the medication?
It's completely changed the way I think about alcohol. Yeah. I used to be your classic binge drinker.
Right.
I didn't necessarily drink in the house, but as soon as I went out, I'd go from, I'm very all or nothing with food, all or nothing with alcohol, anything. I'm very spontaneous and impulsive.
Yeah.
And as soon as that I would go out, I would literally just drink from start to finish.
Yeah.
Have blackouts, panic, have beer fear the next day.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I started taking the GLP-1 medications, it completely just changed the way I thought about alcohol. I didn't want it. I didn't crave it.
Interesting.
I also, when I went on a night out, I was satisfied after two drinks. Again, unheard of.
Yeah.
I was normally the last one standing.
Interesting. Okay.
But sometimes as well, I noticed that if I did have a night out, and I pushed myself a little bit further and I'd have a bit more than a few, the hangovers would be a lot worse.
Right, so it really repelled the alcohol out of your system.
Yeah, it really put me off.
Interesting.
To the point where, like, I would just be sick, like, solidly for 7 hours.
Even just for the fact that you might have had, like, an extra couple drinks.
An extra two drinks, yeah.
Scarved off.
So that put me off. Yeah. Then obviously the fact that I didn't really want it.
Right.
So yeah, I've completely changed the way I drink as well, which has also helped with the weight loss as well.
Interesting. Yeah.
But yes, yeah, it's been life changing.
I was going to say, well, it seems that way as well. Obviously, how much have you lost in the end over the 2 years?
So in total throughout, it's been over 9.5 stone.
I mean, that's phenomenal, right?
Yeah.
Like, you should be so proud of that, to be fair. But I mean, obviously, like we chat about the lifestyle changes, I feel like losing that significant amount of weight, you kind of have to take the correct steps in order to maintain that weight. Like, you hear those stories about people losing a significant amount of weight and then like slowly teetering it back on.
Yeah.
I think, it sounds like you've got your health and nutrition really down packed.
Yeah, now. And that's something I think a lot of people on a weight loss journey worries about.
Yeah.
I certainly do as well. Obviously, you build up these healthier habits, but it's that food noise.
Yeah.
That's obviously the beneficial
factor. Can you touch a little bit more on the food noise element?
Yeah, so basically food noise is a lot different than just your normal hunger.
Yeah.
Obviously, when you're hungry, you want to eat and you eat something and then you're satisfied.
Yeah.
Food noise is completely different. It controls your whole day to day. You'll wake up feeling hungry. You'll eat. You're not satisfied. You're always looking for something else to make you get that comfort. You're seeking comfort from food.
Yeah.
And then looking back, I realized I was constantly eating. I'd only have little bits of the day where I wasn't. So I was always seeking.
Was this like snacking or was this like meals or?
Sometimes I'd have two teas.
Oh, fair enough.
Sometimes I'd wake up in the middle of the night and go down and eat.
Yeah.
It was just food was completely controlling my life. And then I would then speak to myself in my own head, like, you're worthless, you can't control what you put in your mouth, how are you going to do this, how are you going to do that, you're not worthy of anything. I would speak to myself really bad, and it's not until you take yourself out of that situation and that food noise is switched off that you realize how bad it is.
Yeah, God, I mean, it sounds like that negative self-talk does tend to happen to a lot of people, obviously getting to a certain weight and not feeling completely in control of your body and your actions, I guess. It's
And then your self-esteem as well, because if you're speaking to yourself like that, and then if people are then speaking to you like that, and then you start to believe
together.
It, and then you don't, then you're consumed by all these thoughts,
just
and then you're in a negative
headspace
as well, and it can get dark.
100%, yeah.
And that's another reason why these GLP medications not just help your weight loss, it also helps up there and how 100%. You think, and also how you look at food as well, not only alcohol, but food.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, if it's changing your cravings and helping with that suppression, it's a really valuable thing. Like, I think a lot of the misconceptions that do tend to get thrown out around the GLP-1 products is that, you know, people are taking shortcuts, or, you know, they're not willing to commit to just better diet and going to the gym, which, you know, I'm sure everyone's heard that chatter thrown around. I mean, I'd seen it before I'd even come into work with Right Angled, and it's been really refreshing actually seeing what the products can actually do for people, and you know, how it does actually change your relationship with food, and how it, really it does benefit people's self-esteem. You know, if, just because it's something, you know, injectable, you know, you need to take it as like a medication. You know, if people need that sense of reliance or that comfort that they can lean on a product that goes, hey, like, I'm here to support you, like, while you're on this journey. Might be frightening, but, you know,
definitely
going and through it together kind of thing.
I always say it's not a magic wand.
Absolutely.
It's it's a powerful tool when used correctly. But you still do have to do the hard work. And again, a lot of people, you see it all the time, that, that people say, oh, you know, you're just lazy, eat less, move more.
Yeah.
And that just isn't the case for most of us.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, we see enough patients that obviously take the medication and have that assumption that it is that magic pill for anything. Obviously, people have that hunger suppression, but then they'll still actively like attempt to eat the same amount that they were previously. So you're obviously just going to still stagnate with your weight. So I think having that understanding that people do need to make those conscious lifestyle changes.
100%. And that's going to help you as well in when you are at maintenance, because if people decide to come off the medication, obviously you need to learn them healthier habits.
Yeah.
So that it's all going to help.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So I think we've touched on your relationship with your body over the course of taking the medication.
Yeah.
Did you ever have any issues with like body dysmorphia or anything, like as you've lost the weight? I know that it's a massive thing, especially in like the gym industry, for people to, you know, feel like smaller than they actually are, or like bigger than they actually are. You know, it's that inflated ego, or obviously deflated in that sense. Have you found that obviously starting from a larger weight and losing that weight, do you ever have kind of those negative thoughts kind of like creeping in, or is
all
that
all the time?
Yeah.
Constantly. And I've done a few videos on body dysmorphia because again, I speak to a lot of people in the same boat, and this can be if they've only lost a certain amount of weight and they still feel like their bigger self. People that have lost a significant amount of weight will still feel bigger. And I feel it all the time, constantly, and it's something that I'm working on as well. And I think it's down to self-love. I think obviously 100%. When you speak to yourself in a negative way, I think it's like retraining your brain and trying to be a lot kinder to yourself. And but I'll go into a shop and pick up a large size still.
Just because you're still in that mindset, it's like, oh, I can never fit that.
When I'm in the changing room, I've got all these different sizes and I'm like, and then I'll try on the bigger sizes first, and then in the end, it's hanging off me, and then I'm a small, which obviously blows my mind. I never thought I would get to that, but and then sometimes even like I'll get clothes and they'll be baggy, and again, but you don't think of yourself in that way. So it's definitely a process.
I was going to say, I feel like getting rid of that negativity, regardless of how long you've been on the weight loss journey, and if you've lost a substantial amount of weight, that there's always going to be that inkling of like, you know, what if I'm not good enough? Or, you know, what if I haven't done enough, kind of thing, you know?
That's it. And there's a lot of pressure as well, like you were saying about the gym, and and then again, how you look. And I think as well, when you lose weight, you're happy that you've lost weight. And obviously it's been a process, but then you're also left with excess skin as well. So then that comes with a load of other negative issues as well. So it's always something.
Yeah, I get that.
Especially on this journey.
That's fair. I mean, to be fair, I've done a decent deep dive on your TikTok, and, you know, getting some background. I saw that you obviously went to Turkey recently.
Yeah, you've been
pretty transparent about that. So what?
100%.
How do you feel the cosmetic side of weight loss comes about? You know, obviously you lose a significant amount of weight. Your body's changed this much. Like, do you feel that, I don't know if it's a necessity or, you know, it's just a way of feeling more confident in yourself. Like, what was the decision making process there?
So, I just was really unhappy after I'd done the hard work, and then I was would just look in the mirror and obviously yeah. see. I was, and this sounds really bad, but I was disgusted. I was just like,
right,
I can't live with this, you know. And again, everyone might be okay with that. Mm. And again, it's down to the individual. Absolutely. It was just like, I just feel like, I need it gone, to be honest. Fair. And then I just ended up going with Turkey because I researched it for 5 years. I made sure that they were legit. And because you obviously, again, you hear all the horror stories. Yeah. And yeah, and then I went. And then this is another thing with cosmetic surgery. When you do get cosmetic surgery, it's great. Mm. But then it also highlights other issues.
Right.
So, for example, I got a tummy tuck first, which was great, but then I was left with excess skin still around the sides and the back.
So then it becomes a ever-developing process.
Yeah, so then I had to go back and get that done because otherwise it just didn't...
Just looks out of sync.
Yeah, and then it can kind of get to a point where you're just like, right, I'm going to get this, that. Yeah. So, again, there's a fine line with it.
Gotcha. Like, you got to know when to...
Yeah, and I think that's down to self-love again. Definitely. It's about learning to love your new body.
Yeah, yeah.
Again,
for sure.
Something I'm trying to work on. It's all a process, definitely. Isn't it? And I'm waiting for like a switch moment.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm sure it'll come as well. Like, I think it just comes with time and just having that understanding with obviously your new body as well. You know, it's you've come along this journey and you've lost this significant amount of weight. Like, there must be mornings where you kind of wake up and go like, oh my God, I don't recognize myself kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I've just literally gone blonde and then I like got a little bit of a reflection. I was like, who's that? So there's times like that where I just, there are times in the mirror where I feel bigger, and then there's times in the mirror where I go, oh God, I do look my size.
Yeah.
So it's not all the time. Like, you do get to have their moments.
I was going to say, at least it does balance out with the fact that you'd have, you know, enjoyment over the fact that you've lost all this weight, right?
Like, it's I am. I'm absolutely
amazing.
Made up. And I'm not going to go back there. I think that's also, like I said before, it's a worry that, you know, after when you're maintaining that, it's going to creep back up. But
I mean, it's always a consideration, right? But it's down to those lifestyle changes that you do make. And obviously you've made significant improvements in that area of your life. So there's no reason for it to happen, right?
No, it's diet, exercise, absolutely. And then obviously working on the emotional side as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So there's a lot to do even after weight loss.
Well, it's holistic, right? It's all of your
definitely
health.
Definitely holistic.
Kind of pulled together.
Wellness as well.
For sure.
Feeling good
on
the inside as well as the outside.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, obviously great that you're touching on all of the wellness facets of it. For people that are considering hopping onto the medication, obviously having those... like daunting thoughts of like, oh, what if this happens? You know, you see all these side effects promoted online, and you know, there's a lot of noise on social media about different experiences. What would you recommend going forward for someone that is considering trying out these medications?
I would advise them to start on Mounjaro. I think it's, like I said, I've been on both medications, and I do think Mounjaro is the better one for less side effects.
Yeah.
Also, not everyone's going to experience side effects.
Exactly.
And if some people do, like I was lucky to get mild side effects. Yeah. Also, some people don't need the higher doses. I hit target on 7.5 milligram.
Yeah.
I didn't need to reach 15 milligram. I always say, listen to your body. And if it's working well for you, if you're losing weight, you feel great.
You don't need to make that.
You don't need to.
That jump.
No, you don't need to go up the doses. And a lot of people think by jumping up the doses that you're going to experience more weight loss. And that just is not the case. Yeah. I experienced more weight loss coming down the doses.
Okay.
Than I did going up.
Just because it was more like at your level and your body was able to...
Yeah, because I found that when I was losing, when I lost weight, I didn't need as much medication.
Gotcha. Oh, that does make sense, obviously. So it's transferable as you go down.
Yeah, right, well, yeah. For me anyway, that's yeah. how I felt. Yeah. And also, I was working out more. Obviously, that must have had more of a factor. But
yeah,
I do think it's just listen to your body and definitely make the changes with your diet, exercise, and go from there.
Brilliant. So just touching on, obviously, your TikTok account. Yes. You're well covered across the community. I think we mentioned earlier you're kind of the unofficial queen of Manjaro. Oh. But a few people actually mentioned that to our team when we're kind of bringing them on board as another affiliate. They'll mention the fact that it's actually you're the reason why they're coming to us. Yeah.
That's so nice.
They're all over it. No, it's great to be fair. But I think obviously you talk quite frequently about a lot of these misconceptions, and you're getting a lot of questions from your audience from people that haven't necessarily taken any of the GLP-1 products yet. What would you say are the main misconceptions or the myths that kind of get thrown around in your comment section or in your messages?
People think that it's a quick fix
and
they're going to lose weight straight away. I get a lot of people saying, I've not lost any weight on 2.5 milligram at all.
And it's been like a week or something.
Yeah, it's been like 2 days.
Yeah.
So there's obviously you've got the first dose as well is non-therapeutic. So you've got to just to be patient with it. It can take up to 8 weeks to kick into your system. So I think a lot of people see people losing a lot of weight faster. And some people might lose weight on the 2.5 milligram. And I've also spoken to other people that have never come off 2.5 milligram.
Right.
And they've hit 4 stone on that dose.
It depends on the person.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. It's completely different for everyone.
Yeah.
But people tend to look at other people and compare, which we all do. Mm. We're all human.
Naturally.
But it's definitely about staying true to yourself and listening to your body. And that's one misconception anyway.
Yeah.
The other misconception is, so people think when you take a GLP-1 medication that you're lazy and that the medication is doing all the work for you.
Yeah.
And that just is not the case at all. Like I said, it's a tool. It's not a magic wand.
No.
You have to put in the work and the effort. And some doses as well I've had and it just hasn't worked for that whole month.
Mm.
So you do have to work with the medication.
Kind of just making those strides through it, right? You're going to have those fluctuation moments, but it will.
Definitely. And some as well, another misconception is people think that you're going to get appetite suppression and you're going to feel fuller straight away. And and they think that's going to happen week on week.
Yeah.
And again, that just isn't the case. It can happen in 8 weeks. It can happen in a week. Or some people I've spoken to, it hasn't happened at all.
Interesting.
They'll just get benefits of feeling full and they feel better with themselves. It's helped their inflammation, their medical issues have got better from it, but they've had no appetite suppression throughout.
Yeah, I mean, we do hear quite often about like those kind of fast responders to the medication. Super responders.
So
you'll have people that are in like that like 4 to 7 day bracket where they're just immediately straight off the bat and they're losing significant weight within those first couple of months, whereas other people might be, you know, kind of lagging behind. But it's nice that you've kind of mentioned the fact that obviously everyone's experience is completely unique.
You can't
expect one person to another to be identical, right?
Yeah. 100%. And it might even be the same. So for example, like I would have taken a dose and for the first week, it would have been great. Then week 2, 3, and 4, it's not great. You can't predict how this medication is going to work. And it can be down to hormones. It can be down to if you've not slept well, if you're stressed, what you're eating.
Yeah.
If you're eating the wrong foods, say, for example, like you're eating high, greasy, fatty foods all the time, you're going to suffer with more side effects, which I've done myself.
Yeah.
And I paid the price for it and didn't do it again. But these are all things that you learn along your own journey. People can tell you about it. It's not until you actually do it yourself.
Definitely.
And then again, some people might not suffer if they eat greasy foods.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all down to the point of you saying earlier, it's like listening to your body,
yeah,
right? Like you,
definitely.
You only have the understanding of what your body is responding to positively and negatively. So
yeah,
that's completely understandable.
Definitely. But yeah, I see food now as like what's going to fuel me the most.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm picking healthier choices because of Manjaro.
That's valid though as well. That's really nice to hear.
Okay. Yeah.
In regards to your kind of like personal and social relationships, do you found that they've benefited from you having lost the weight, or do you think has there been any alterations with like how social you are with your friends and family? Or
yeah, I'm a completely different person after losing weight. I've gained more confidence. I'm always pushing myself out of my comfort zone all the time. My family think I'm mad because I'm like, right, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this. And I would never have had the confidence to do all that with obviously being a bigger person. And now, it's really transformed my life, and I've gained so much more from it.
That's really cool.
And I get to help other people as well on their journeys, which is so rewarding.
I was going to say, it must be so fulfilling knowing what you're doing and getting the right information out there and knowing that people are benefiting from it and having seen your progress. You know, it's they're seeing real change, and that's a really
definitely
amazing thing.
And that's the thing as well, I think, especially on TikTok, it's like a community. We're all uplifting and we all help each other. And as well, I also want to know how they're doing. So when people say, oh, I've just started my journey, I'm like, please
keep just send me updates.
I want updates. Like that for me is the most rewarding bit, listening to other people's stories as well on how they got to that point. Like I find it so fascinating. And then they do check in with me all the time and they say, oh, I've lost this, I've lost that. And it's so nice to hear as well.
Definitely.
Because I'm helping them and they're helping me as well, because it goes vice versa. Obviously I have my moments where I'm like, oh, and I can have a bit of a wobble, and they help me.
It's very good to hear, to be fair. That's amazing. I was going to say, just following up on that, so what are your plans kind of for the future? I guess both, you know, work-wise, are you going to continue on this kind of influencer track, you might say?
I didn't really set out to be like that at all.
These things happen, right? You know,
you garner
a following.
I'm just going to go on TikTok and I was going to do what I eat in a day videos. That's how it all started.
Yeah.
And no one had done anything
like that.
It's
just kind of snowballed into...
Escalated, And obviously this is something that I'm doing. But since I've started this journey, the science behind it really fascinates me. And I find it really rewarding helping other people. So I have since qualified in GLP-1 medications.
Amazing.
And weight management.
Yeah.
I'm also training at the minute to be a weight loss coach.
Wow. Yeah.
So I want to go down that route and I want to be able to help people.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, you've got the personal experience from it, you know, it makes complete sense.
Definitely. And I'm still on my journey as well. So when I'm finding things out, I'm like, right, this is a great
new
tip.
New information that you can kind of provide.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, cool.
And the industry changes all the time. And
as
we know, with all the regulations.
Oh, 100%. I mean, it ebbs and flows, right? Like we're never quite sure, you know, where it'll go next kind of thing, regulations, or, you know, there might be good information that comes out. There might be something that dampens the progress. But I think being able to push out the fact that these are benefiting the right kind of people, obviously we're setting up consultations and these services to serve the right kind of people, whether they are over 30 BMI and classified as obese, or they do have, you know, type 2 diabetes. Those are the people that we're trying to serve.
Definitely.
And really help in order to get their lives back on track.
Yeah, and I think it's really important as well. And people see, obviously, you right angled, and everybody wants to obviously come on board, and they can see that you are taking them steps for it to be safe.
Definitely, yeah. No, I mean, that's the ultimate goal, right? Like, we're not just handing it out willy-nilly, right?
No,
like it's always
not.
Super considered. Like, we've got a whole team of, you know, IPs, and we've got all the customer service staff that are like very diligent on making sure that it's only ever the right people that are giving the medication. From a service standpoint, obviously you've been with Right Angled over these couple of years.
Yes.
What would you say, like, how have we best served you? I guess even just compared to other providers, you know, you obviously hear information about them. You know, what made you lean towards Right Angle and what made you stay with us?
So first, there wasn't that many pharmacies out there at the time.
Yeah.
And I went with Right Angle first due to cost, because you were actually the cheapest pharmacy out there. And then once I joined, I could see how professional you were and how fast the service was. Mm. Like, I couldn't get over how quick it was.
Yeah.
I literally put my order in and then the next morning it's there. So, and that's where the difference I've noticed, because again, I get a lot of messages saying, you know, I should have had my job like 2 weeks ago. My order's still not here. Mm. So I think that's definitely been a massive factor.
Yeah.
Any question that I've got, and I've certainly got a lot of questions, as you know, I just email in and you answer straight away. And it's really nice to have that support as well.
Definitely. Yeah.
Especially, as we said, the regulations are changing all the time.
Yeah.
And it's nice to actually speak to people and get that information back. And as well, it feels like a team.
Definitely. I mean, that's what we're trying to build here, right?
Yeah.
Well, obviously the company is growing over time, but I think we're trying to really put faces to the brand, and obviously you get an understanding of who you're talking to, and we're always trying to get out the right information to the right people, and obviously you're one of those people, so it's fair enough.
I know, and that's it, isn't it? And then also another benefit, which I think is that, you know, you can go to, your BMI can go to 22. A lot of pharmacies as well only go to 25. So I get a lot of questions saying, you know, especially Asda Pharmacy will take you off the medication at a BMI of 25.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, what do I do here? I wasn't ready to come off it. They would have emailed them in saying, you know, what am I meant to do? And they would have got a generic response saying, you should have learned lifestyle changes. It's very blunt.
Right.
Then I would recommend them to Right Angled. Mm-hmm. And then the messages that I get back is, I can't believe the difference in the service. It's so much more professional. Doesn't feel like I'm just getting a generic message.
No, I mean, obviously we've got a whole horde of a customer service team up here. You know, they're a little unit always trying to get back to everyone that we can. Obviously it's...
But it shows and it reflects
in
the service, and that's why I would never go to another one.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, it's been amazing having you on. Thank you very much for making the trip down.
You're
from
welcome.
Liverpool. You can go and follow Zara on the link displayed here somewhere. hopefully we'll be able to have another conversation soon.
Yes, it's been great. Thanks for having me.
It's all good. All right, this has been Hunter and Zara on the Another Angle podcast with Right Angled. Hopefully we'll see you again soon.